That's right. Morning quickie time. Weekend good, Michelle, I hope. You had a good one?
The best weekend.
The best. Well, what quantifies your weekend as it being the best, I guess?
My best friend was home from Chicago.
Chi-town.
Yeah. A lot of my high school friends were in town, so we...
Look at you. Did you have a little mini high school reunion or something? Or what?
Kinda. Little bit here and there.
What'd you do? Did you turn down for what over the weekend?
We had a baby shower.
Oh, well, there you go. That's
that was really fun.
That counts, I guess.
Yeah.
That counts.
What did you do this weekend?
Oh, wow. Let me tell you about my weekend here.
Oh, no.
Okay. It was one for the books.
Oh, no. What happened?
Okay. Well, I was making my way back down here to work on Friday.
Right.
For Big Z Sports. All right. Of course, we do our thing on Friday.
Sports.
Myself, Joe, and Chris. Bunch of nerds in here just talking sports for a couple hours. But anyway, I'm driving along. You know, the weather was kind of bad with the rain and the wind and got a little hairy for a moment.
Right.
So I'm driving along. Before I get on 250, heading on 77 southbound, I see a Jeep in front of me sort of hydroplane and go off the road, then regain control and get right back on the road. Probably because they had a big, nice Jeep and everything, mm-hmm. right? So I was on high alert, okay? I said, right. Oh, Lord.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Things are crazy out here. Jesus, please help me. Help me, Lord. So then as I get off 77 onto 250, not even a few minutes after I saw that Jeep go off the road, yours truly, your boy, hydroplaned, lost control of his vehicle, put it into a ditch on the side of 250, and I still don't have my vehicle. It's not in the ditch anymore. It's towed out.
But there's going
to be some problems with it, as in, I don't know, maybe like a flooded engine or some mud.
Is it totaled?
It's not totaled, no, but it's not drivable at the moment.
I'm sorry.
So
you should have called. We could have came and got you.
That was my Friday. I called Jared, Captain Showbiz, and he came and saved me. Tell you what.
That's nice.
If it weren't for that guy, I may still be out there. I may still be on the side of the road in a ditch. No, I for real lost control. I never lost control of a vehicle like that before.
Were you scared?
Yeah, I was scared. After I pooped myself, I was quite scared. It was a scary situation. Two people pulled off right after my car went into the ditch. Now listen, I was in the left-hand lane.
Okay.
And I lost control and went into the other lane. I could have been hit.
Oh my god!
Or hit somebody else. Yeah, it was bad. And
wow.
Then down the hill into the ditch. And if you look along 250, right when you get off of 77 south onto 250, you can see those ditches. They're mm-hmm. pretty far down there, pretty steep.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway,
oh my gosh.
That's where we're at here today. So I have to deal with that. I didn't really want to deal with it over the weekend in terms of calling mechanics, see what it's going to cost, take a look at this, look at that.
Yes.
So now Monday and throughout the whole week, I'll be dealing with that mess. But I'm alive. I'm okay. I'm all right.
That's good.
I am okay, folks.
Good.
No harm, no foul.
No. My gosh.
I know.
Well,
poor Malibu.
At least you're here.
The poor Malibu.
Poor Malibu. That was my first car. Was a Malibu. We used to call her the Boo.
Do you?
Yeah.
Or you did, huh?
Yeah.
This is actually my second Malibu, believe it or not. I had one, I don't know, back in my 20s. Served me well.
Mm-hmm.
Delivered pizzas in that bad boy. Not going to tell you what else I did in that Malibu. It's not that kind of story time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is my second. Never again will I own another Malibu in the history of my lifetime.
You need something with four-wheel drive, maybe.
I've had bad luck on that little stretch of road there on 250. I hit a deer.
Oh, gosh.
On that road, yeah, that was a couple winters ago, I do believe.
Yikes.
Uh-huh. I'm still looking for
that. Car's been through a lot.
Still looking for that deer, too. If I see it, I swear to God, that deer. Better not catch that deer.
Something tells me that deer's probably not.
I don't know. And if I ever see it, I tell you what. Hey, so needless to say, Saturday night, me and the wife, we didn't go anywhere. We didn't go out. We didn't do anything. We still could have went out.
Could have.
But we didn't really feel like it.
Yeah.
Wasn't.
Just sulking.
Wasn't in the cards. That's pretty much what I was doing all weekend long. But LeBron, he cheered me up on Saturday night.
3 second lead. Throws up the floater. Good night, Cleveland. That is for you.
I'll tell you what, that guy ceases to amaze. I mean, it's unbelievable things he's doing.
And he is on fire, man. He's unstoppable.
He's only been playing in the NBA for like 15 years. And this is, in terms of like in the playoffs, maybe the best that I've seen him play in the postseason.
I feel like when it comes down to the wire and he needs to execute, he really pulls through.
LeBron, the executioner. Hey, of course, he had that game winner on Saturday. That was the American version. Now, once again...
Oh, no, we're doing this again?
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, the audio isn't what I was hoping it would be. It's a little short.
Is it the same announcer?
It is the same Cavs Spanish play-by-play announcer, which, gosh, I had his name, but I'm going to have to look it up again. The Cavs Spanish play-by-play guy. But here it is again for all of you. Hold on, I feel like I need to... In Espanol, LeBron's game winner from Saturday night. And see how it sucks? Hold on, wait. It's only in one channel, too. Do you hear that?
Yeah, why is that?
Because when I pulled the audio, it got all weird, so I can only play it once. It's not as good as this one right here. You hear the difference?
Yeah.
I almost don't even want to play it. Weird in my headphones, too. See, not as good. I don't even know what he said there at the end. There's no increíble.
I know. I like the first one
there.
Better.
First one outweighs. And it sounds better, too.
Doesn't it just make you want to, like, throw your hands up in the air and you're like...
I don't know. I'm trying to force myself into a good mood today.
Aww,
it's just
Eric,
not... It's not happening.
We gotta pep you up a little bit.
Whatevs. Hey, that was Saturday. Also on Saturday, country trio Lady Antebellum. Did you hear about this?
No, what happened?
They screwed up the national anthem.
No.
At the Nashville Predators game.
They did not.
They most certainly did.
Do you have that?
I most certainly do.
Can you see by the dawn's early light?
So far, so good.
Yeah. So proud.
Charles Kelly, good job.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes.
And you have Hillary, Hillary Scott joining in. Here's where it gets hairy. Here's where it gets hairy, Michelle
okay.
Spring.
Tell me.
We're so gallantly we.
Oh, gosh.
We're so gallantly.
Those were not the words.
So he messed up and she kept going.
But they recovered nicely. Everybody was trying not to laugh. The players.
Oh, no.
Yeah, poor guys. Poor folks. Hold on. I want to hear where they messed up again. I feel like I should take my hat off.
I know. He sounds great, though.
Until he screws up.
Right.
That's right, at the twilight's last gleaming. Then whose broad stripes and bright stars, of course. Through the perilous fight. Here you go.
We're so good.
Oh, no.
Anyway, like I said, they recovered nicely, nailed it at the end, or
that's
the land of the free.
Song to sing.
And the home of the brave. Yeah, maybe they should have rehearsed it a little bit more. But then you get out there and...
Nerves get you.
You're in front of the crowd. The TV cameras are everywhere. They said, hey, we're human too.
Right.
They got tripped up on the words and...
They recovered nicely. You're right. They recovered nicely.
We've seen it happen to people before.
Right.
Christina Aguilera, right? It happened to her.
It did?
Forget what event it was. I think it was maybe an NBA All-Star game or something.
Oh,
she messed
snap.
Up the anthem. Somebody had them, was it Luke Bryan, who had lyrics written on his hand? I remember somebody had lyrics written on their as if it was were a math test or something.
It is a hard song to sing,
yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, I've never sang it in public outside of my own home.
You know the lyrics?
Yeah, I think I could do the lyrics.
Well, go ahead, twisty. Michelle.
I'm not going to sing it.
No,
get
you don't have to
real.
Sing it. Just mouth the
no.
lyrics. I have them right in front of me so I can I can cross
what
check
part?
You. Start from the top. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Oh my gosh. You see by the dawn's early. Now you have me like under pressure.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Oh, here you go. I could do it right now. It's not that hard.
It's one of those things like when you're in the comfort of your own home or in your car, you're like, I know every word. And then when someone fact checks you, you're like, dang it, that's not what that word was.
Just throw you in Lady Antebellum. Fourth member right there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fourth member, if they want it or not.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we're handing out prizes to mothers all week long here in Z Country. Today is Manny Monday. That's right. Somebody win a spa manicure from Mark's Place Salon and Spa. That's this morning and later this afternoon with myself and Shauna Berkey. So we all know you love getting your nails done out there.
You better get your wife something good.
Why me? For Mother's Day?
Yeah, for Mother's Day.
Yeah, you're right about that. What did I do last year? I forget.
I feel like she deserves a lot. I don't even know her, and I think she deserves a lot.
Listen, you are right about that. She she puts up with a whole bunch, living with three boys. And yes, I will.
Poor lady.
Will throw myself in that boy category. 32-year-old and trapped in a 12-year-old's body over here.